The Hunt by James Meyer. Every year when Easter rolls around, there's one thing the kids look forward to, the egg hunt. The egg hunt has up to 500 eggs scattered around my grandparents' house in North Bend. The hunt used to take place inside, but in the last 10 years it has been a mix of inside and out. They used to use jelly beans, and they switched to eggs filled with money and candy. The hardest part is that my grandparents camouflage the eggs next to trees and other objects. As the participants and I wait for them to hide the eggs, we wait in the smallest bathroom in the house and talk about where the $20 egg is. Once we get the okay, everybody squeezes out of the bathroom to hear the rules and wait for the younger kids to get their head start to make a further difference in age. Sometimes the difference can be up to 20 years because nobody wants their participation in the tradition to end. When we're allowed to leave, it's a mad rush to get all of the eggs in sight. If my grandpa sees an egg that nobody else does, he'll give us hot and cold clues to help us find the egg. Last year, I broke the blinds when my cousin and I dove for an egg. The best hiding places are in trees, egg cartons, and inside shoes. Once an official count has been made, we declare the hunt over. Some years, we miscount the eggs and find them in later years. When we reach the living room, we open all the eggs and stuff candy into our mouths while we count our money. After the hunt, we sit around a table and talk about past Easter experiences while my grandma cooks her world-famous Easter ham.